Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So the set-in-stone WrestleMania plans may be about to change. For the better or the worse? Well, we'll find out together, won't we? Plus, an NXT champion is injured this morning, and we think we know who the glitch is. For Monday, February the 24th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
History waits for no one. So why should you? On Sunday, April 5th, 2020, the grandest stage, the biggest stars.
Welcome to WrestleMania!
Stone WrestleMania plans that you and I were getting very familiar with looks like could be changing altogether. So the way that we understood it, with just like a month to go, really, a month and a bit to go until WrestleMania, we were looking at Roman Reigns versus The Fiend for the Universal Championship. And we were looking at John Cena versus Elias. That was the early indications that we had since John Cena has himself some WrestleMania action planned. And it looked like it was going to be against Elias. They have got previous at WrestleMania, so it would kind of make sense if that was the way they were going. However, this past weekend on Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer revealed that there are changes afoot. Meltzer has said that, mainly on the SmackDown side, but possibly across the board in general, every match has, quote, changed or is in danger of changing. That includes the Fiend Goldberg Universal Championship match as well, and also the John Cena Elias match that was apparently set to be announced very soon. Meltzer hasn't shed any light on exactly why these changes are forthcoming. He just says that they are happening and WrestleMania may look very different by the time we get there. So to break this down then, so we were looking at, as I said, The Fiend versus Roman Reigns for the WWE Universal Championship at WrestleMania. That looks like it might not be happening at all. We could potentially be seeing, according to some rumor and innuendo from Dave Meltzer and numerous sources, we could be looking at The Fiend versus John Cena. Now, there's multiple reasons why they could be putting on a match like this, and we'll get to that in just a sec. For Goldberg, it doesn't look like there may be... it doesn't look like there'll be a championship run in his future, but we could potentially be seeing quite a marquee generational match between Goldberg and his potential new opponent, Roman Reigns. This is really changing the shape of WrestleMania quite dramatically. Meltzer has also said that the SmackDown women's title match between Bayley and Naomi, the one that was set to take place at WrestleMania 36 this year, has been moved to this Thursday's Saudi Arabia event instead. So these are massive sweeping changes to the lineup for WrestleMania this year. Now, there's a lot of schools of thought as to why these changes could be coming in. One of the main ones that has been speculated on Wrestling Observer and numerous other places as well is because there is a lot of talk that WWE may be in talks with over-the-top broadcast providers, so pay-per-view providers, including most likely ESPN Plus, to start sharing and streaming WWE shows. Now, we are told that we're expecting an answer regarding that by the end of this quarter. So there's something big happening very soon. Now, what does this mean for you and I as WWE Network subscribers? What it possibly means is some of the, and this is speculation, what it could potentially mean is some of the bigger WWE shows of the year, your WrestleManias, your SummerSlams, your Survivor Series, your Royal Rumbles, could end up going on a traditional pay-per-view service. Kind of how it was back in the day, as opposed to now, which is part of the WWE Network. So if that is the case, and bearing in mind that we've been told we'd get an answer about this new potential pay-per-view deal in the next quarter, that means that WrestleMania could become the first show to stream on a new OTT provider, i.e. ESPN+. If that is the case, they are going to want to really bulk out that WrestleMania with matches that will not only draw in wrestling fans, but may draw in those laxed wrestling fans, may draw in new wrestling fans from back in the day who may want to see something else. I mean, when you've got a match like Goldberg versus Roman Reigns, you've got a match between two guys who are very much appealing to two very different generations of wrestling fans. And John Cena, of course, is very much a household name as well. So to put John Cena in a championship match as well would certainly draw in some new eyes. But dramatic changes to the lineup of WrestleMania happening before our very eyes. This is, of course, according to Dave Meltzer and numerous sources of his. And obviously, when we know more about it, we will let you know more about it as well. So looking ahead to WrestleMania and some of the matches that are happening, one being Drew McIntyre versus Brock Lesnar. Now, WrestlingNews.co are reporting that the current plan for WrestleMania for the Drew McIntyre-Brock Lesnar match is to have Drew McIntyre defeat Brock Lesnar for the WWE title. Now, this report from WrestlingNews.co says there are already plans post-WrestleMania for Drew McIntyre possibly feuding with Seth Rollins over the title come the summertime. Because they probably will be, because Seth Rollins is due to step away from the touring schedule at the end of this year. At the end of WrestleMania, I should say. Presumably when he comes back straight into a championship feud with Drew McIntyre. It would certainly be a feel-good moment for Drew McIntyre to become the WWE champion at WrestleMania. It would certainly feel like a marquee moment. And a lot of this, again, as we've talked about on this podcast, comes back to those TV deals. And I know that WWE are putting a lot of emphasis on the British end of things. What with the new deal with BT Sport, we're seeing British Bulldog Davey Boy Smith going into the Hall of Fame this year, from all accounts. And having a British WWE champion at the end of the whole thing, I think will add to that as well. And speaking of Drew McIntyre's opponent for WrestleMania, Brock Lesnar is set to appear on Monday Night Raw tonight. He is defending the WWE title against Ricochet this Thursday in Saudi Arabia. So I guess it makes sense that he does pop up at least one more time before we get there. Really intrigued by the Ricochet-Brock Lesnar match and how that is going to go down. It does certainly feel like this isn't a win for Ricochet, but I'm very intrigued by it all the same. This Thursday, Crown Jewel is live from Saudi Arabia for the WWE. We will be doing a reaction stream here at Cultaholic, so you'll be able to watch along with us, and we'll be raising money once again for Amnesty International as we do. We are wishing best to NXT Cruiserweight Champion Jordan Devlin, who missed a Progress Wrestling show over the weekend as a result of an injury. We understand from Jordan Devlin that he is suffering from elbow bursitis. He tweeted out, "I'll be fine in a week or so. I just didn't want to risk infection or aggravating it and prolonging my time out. See you guys really soon." He was replaced at Progress by Eddie Kingston in that tag team title match. This shouldn't really affect his cruiserweight run. Elbow bursitis. This is the one time I can connect with a wrestler because I've had elbow bursitis. It's when all the fluid in those sacks around your bones that cushion your joints gets infected and inflamed, and basically it looks like you're smuggling a tennis ball underneath your skin. It's not very nice. Rest up, Jordan. The Revival, according to PW Insider, have trademarked a few more names and titles for themselves, including Top Guys, No Flips, Just Fists, and Say Yeah. This really gives the impression that The Revival are on their way out of the door. Dawson and Wilder have said multiple times they are unhappy with their current run in WWE, and I guess getting everything trademarked and under their umbrella would bode well should they choose to leave the WWE eventually. Talking of a former WWE guy that left, Trevor Murdoch was in conversation with Sean Mooney on his podcast talking about a run-in he had with Vince McMahon. And I'll quote Trevor Murdoch here. He says, "There were four or five times we weren't being put on WWE TV and we didn't know why. We went to Vince one time and we said, 'Vince, you're not putting us on TV and we want to know why.' He looked at Lance and says, 'I hate your fake black hair.' Then he looked at me and he said, 'I hate your pasty white skin.' We said, 'Okay.' And we got up and we left. The next day, I was tanned and my partner was blonde. I'll be damned if you weren't on TV that next week. Wow. Why couldn't it have just happened 3 or 4 weeks ago? Saved us and everybody time and money. And that was the beginning of my disdain with the business. It really bothered me. All that hard work and one lazy asshole putting a hold to it. And it really started leading me down my path of maybe this business isn't made for me. And it slowly started just making me have disdain for the pro wrestling business." Of course, Trevor Murdoch is having himself a career renaissance right now in NWA Power. And I, for one, am excited to see him doing stuff with the NWA. Evolve, the development promotion for the WWE, is opening a wrestling school in Queens, New York. There's an open house on Friday from 6 until 10. And you can check out the Coliseum Gym for more information on that one. Evolve have announced they'll be doing a lot of seminars as well with guys like Tommaso Ciampa there, Robbie Brookside, Ace Steel, James Long, Daryl Sharma, and Gabe Sapolsky are all going to be training the next generation of, I guess, the next generation of the next generation. And finally, the identity of the SmackDown glitch may have possibly been revealed by one very eagle-eyed Twitter user. Thank you to Shady for this, who noted that during SmackDown, you know where we had those glitches and those screen crackles and stuff like that, random pictures popping up on the screen throughout it, that sort of thing. Now, one person noted that one of the images that were flashed up was very, very similar to the image that Mustafa Ali has on his glove, his light-up gloves, like a series of circles that make a circle. Looked very much like Mustafa Ali's glove. Could this be the return of Mustafa Ali? Bear in mind that this time last year, Mustafa Ali was set for a big push going into the Elimination Chamber, but suffered an injury and as a result didn't actually get a chance to get involved in WrestleMania at all. Could this be the beginning of the return of one Mustafa Ali? I guess we will find out, won't we? That will do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling News for Monday, the 24th of February. Later on today, on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, if you haven't made time to do so already, a brand new episode of What Happened to That Wrestler over the weekend. And as well as that, we have a list of the greatest gimmick pay-per-views of all time, ranked from worst to best. Of course, that is what we do. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
for all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes. Search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.